The Eva Corger Ishmisha Joe Bollard. Tofolcha Road Gudier Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Well, friends, here we are again with another edition of the programme, and I'd like to welcome you all to the programme. No matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I hope you're going to stay with me for the next little while and enjoy some Irish music. Oh, and have we got an Irish stew of music for you on today's programme. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the programme, just to remind you that this, as you probably are aware, is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But you can send me an email at any time. And the email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And as I say, quite a lot to get through this week. There's quite a lot of explanation, quite a lot of music, all types and different styles of Irish music. And we're starting with Brendan Shine.
Now when I was a young man, I wanted to roam. So I packed up my suitcase and I left my home. My mother was crying, Dad with tears in his eyes, said, stand proud like a man's son. And they waved their goodbyes. Now I wandered through Scotland, from Dundee to Annan, from Glasgow to Stirling, Edinburgh, Clackmannan. Now my travelling is over and I'll never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my old country home.
Oh-da-da-da-da-da-da, oh-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, oh-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I've been in the Welsh mountains, I've heard choirs singing, from Cardiff to Pembroke, other voices are ringing. Now my travelling is over and I'll never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my old country home. I've been to old Ireland, to Derry and Kerry, from Bantry to Dublin, I came back on the ferry. Now my travelling is over and I'll never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my old country home.
Oh, the lovely day that passes, oh, the lovely day that we do, oh, the lovely day that passes, oh, the lovely day that we do.
Times I sit here thinking of the miles I've travelled and the accents I've heard there and the tales I've unravelled. Now my travelling is over
home. Out to the very day to die.
Brendan Shine, and now a fantastic instrumental from one of the world's greatest banjo players. Well, in my humble opinion anyway, doing some fantastic work, Jerry O'Connor. Now take a listen to this. The wonderful Jerry O'Connor and his playing two tunes for us there. One was called Jenny's Wedding and the other was The Boys from the Hillside. And wasn't it wonderful to hear the sort of Jaws harp at the beginning? I used to play one of those when I was a young lad, which wasn't today or yesterday. And did you hear the sort of undercurrent of melody underneath all that fantastic fingering? There you are, Jerry O'Connor. Now, on the programme today, you will hear, as I said at the beginning, every type of music from Ireland there is. And we're going back now for the what some people might call the stage Irish portrait of Ireland, which is, well, I don't always subscribe to this. Sometimes some of the stuff is a bit over the top, but this is a beautiful song. It's sung for us by John McDermott, who is Canadian, but he's singing a lovely song. And I say this so often on Sounds Irish. My mammy used to sing this song.
Have you ever heard the story of how Ireland got its name? I'll tell you so you'll understand from whence old Ireland came. No wonder that we're proud of that dear land across the sea. For here's the way me dear old mother told the tale to me. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland. 'Tis a dear old land of fairies and of wondrous wishing wells, and nowhere else on God's green earth have they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels loved its shamrock-bordered shore. 'Tis a little bit of a heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and nestled on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, should it look so sweet and fair? They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. 'Tis the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make its lake so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it Ireland.
Well, we've been a bit short on female vocalists on the programme, but we're going to put that to rights now. Yes, you know what I'm going to play. Dolores Keane, one of my favourite Irish female singers. And this is a song called Fare Thee Well, A Store. A store is the Irish word for treasure. It's a sort of a term of endearment.
Now slowly fades moonlight silver on the shore. Shadows fall along the strand. I see your face no more. Cold the wind that blows around. Broken hearts with sorrow filled, tongue with longing to the tide flowing deep and still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, a store. silent echoes on the wind. Your voice I'll hear no more. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, pastor. From the one who loves you well. Dark the winter, cold the night, I long to see you still. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you. Fare thee well, pastor. Farewell, my love, for we must part. Oh, fare thee well, my own true love. Grieve no more, my heart goes with you.
Fare thee well, pastor. Ah, noch will schön gehirntoch. Wasn't that beautiful? Oh, the lovely sound of Dolores Keane and Fare Thee Well, pastor. Now, in the days long before television and even radio, people in Ireland made their own entertainment. They played instruments, they sang. Quite often in the evening they would gather. Now, I'm not talking about dancing and ceilidhs and things. We might talk about them later on in the programme. But we're talking about making their own entertainment, either at parties or at hoolies. Hoolie is an Irish word for a party or a get-together or a celebration. But quite often they would sit outside one of each other's houses on the door. Here's, for instance, is the Dubliners are telling us the story of the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Now, Dan Murphy had a shop, right, or a store, and each evening they would come out and someone would play on the fiddle and they'd all gather round and on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door, the Dubliners.
There's a sweet garden spot in our memory. It's the place we were born and reared. It's long years ago since we left it, but return there we will if we're spared. Our friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near a score round Dan Murphy's shop, and how often we sat on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When our day's work was over we'd meet there, in the winter or spring just the same. Then the boys and the girls all together would join in some innocent game. Then Murphy would take down his fiddle while his daughter looked after the store. The music did ring and sweet songs we would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the songs that were sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. often wander to the scenes of our childhood's home. The friends and companions we left there, vivid poverty caused us to roam. Since then in this life we have prospered, but still in our hearts we feel sore. For memory will fly to the days long gone by, and the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Those days in our hearts we will cherish, contented although we were poor. And the song that were sung in the days we were young, on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
Ronnie Drew, sounding remarkably like my father. Yes, my father had a voice like that, telling us all about what happened on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Now, we've heard this next track, or a version of it, quite a lot of times on Sounds Irish, but I don't think I've played this version. You see, Tim Finnegan, right, it's telling us all about Tim Finnegan, and he was a builder and he carried a hod, and one day he fell off wherever he's building and he clattered his head, right, and they all thought he was dead and they took him home, his corpse, to wake. Wake is an Irish custom. When somebody dies, they bring them home to the house and they lay them out in their best finery and put them on the bed, and they all have a party and sing and drink and talk about him and that sort of thing. That's before they bury him. That's a wake. So Tim Finnegan had a wake, right? And certain things happened at the wake. Well, it got out of control, did it not? This is the best version of this song, I know. And believe it or not, it's by the Irish Rovers. Tim Finnegan's Wake.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irishman, mighty odd. He seen a brogue so soft and sweet, and the rise in the world he carried the hut. Tim had a sort of a tippling way, with the love of the liquor now he was born. Help him on with his work each day, and a throb of that creature every morn.
Work for the man, I'll dance to your partner, what the floor your trunners shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you, lots of fun that Finnegan's way.
One morning Tim felt rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell from a ladder and he burst his skull, so they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They brung in tea and cake and pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim of Ornan, why did you die? I shot your guts, says Paddy McGee.
What for the dad, oh, that's the partner, but the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you, lots of fun and fitting its way.
Job and finishes she a wrong and sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gut and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon enrage, woman to woman and man to man. She laid it all, was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Biddy Maloney lowered his head and a bottle of whiskey flew at him. Missed and falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revives, see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed. Send water in your liquor and rum, they blaze as well, and jizz do you think and get?
Whack for the dad, I'll bet see your partner, but the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth they told you, lots of fun that Finnegan's wake.
Thank you.
there they go, dancing out of the door. The Irish Rovers telling us all about Finnegan's Wake. And don't worry if you didn't understand it all, because they are singing fairly quick. And particularly if you don't speak English or don't understand it very well, you'll be lost a bit there. But I think you got the general idea. Fantastic version of that particular song. I live in County Wicklow. County Wicklow has some wonderful scenery, as I've said so often, on Sounds Irish. We have the sea, because I live on the coast, and then about 3 or 4 miles inland from my town, we have some wonderful mountains, we have some forests, and we have some gorgeous rivers. And we have a lovely little village called Avondale. Avondale used to be the home of Charles Stuart Parnell, who was an eminent figure in the 19th century politics of Ireland. But here is a gorgeous instrumental of the song, Oh, Have You Been to Avondale, played for us by Irish Moods. This is beautiful. This is the poem that was written by Thomas Moore, The Last Rose of Summer Left Blooming Alone. A wonderful version. There was a very old version that I think I may have played on some earlier editions of Sounds Irish. This is Chloe Agnew and her interpretation and a wonderful orchestration as well of The Last Rose of Summer.
All alone
Chloe Agnew there, beautiful voice and a wonderful arrangement of The Last Rose of Summer. And while it was playing there, I was just trying to rack my brains, and there's not a lot to rack, you know, of who we had the very early recording of that. Of course, it was Deanna Durbin, and she had a wonderful hit with that sometimes in the 40s. Now we come to this, what again I call the stage Irishy type song. And this was this is sung for us by Dennis Day, and I think he made a few movies. I think he was in the movie Nellie Kelly with Judy Garland. But here he's singing again the song Dear Old Donegal. However dated it may seem, it's still a lovely little song, isn't it? And he does it well.
It seems like only yesterday I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from Old Erin's Isle I landed in New York. Without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore, I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am going back to dear Old Erin's Isle. The friends, they meet me on the pier and they'll greet me with a smile. There are faces there that I surely forget, for I was so long away. But me mother will introduce them all and this to me will say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy. Shake hands with your sister Kate. And here is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. They'll give a party when I get back, and they'll come from near and far. They'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The spirits will flow and we'll all be gay, and we'll fill our hearts with joy. The piper will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy. For tomorrow off to the church I'll go, and wedded I will be to my pretty little Colleen Bond, sweet Biddy McGee. For Biddy was true and faithful to her dinny o'er the sea. We'll join the harp and shamrock to the stars of liberty. There'll come Ranigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malarkey, Mahon, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Julio, Julie, Muldoney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Houlihan, Flynn, Shanahan, Lanahan, Hogarty, Fogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, Shapiro, McGee.
Then I'll shake the hand of me Uncle Mike, the hand of me sister Kate. Oh, I'll hug and squeeze as much as I please the girl by the garden gate. I'll invite all the neighbors to me wedding great and small, and I'll live content and pay no rent in dear old
Now, for the life of me, I can't understand where they got the Shapiro from in Donegal. I wouldn't say there are many two Shapiros up in Donegal, but nevertheless, there it was, Dennis Day from way back when. We changed the style again, and it's a bit of country and Irish, and Teresa Rogers, and This Is My Island. And so it is, love.
This is my island, and I call it my land, with its love. Lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. You walk along your peaceful shore on a lovely summer's day to watch those little fishing boats away out in the bay, to sail home on the evening tide as the sun sinks in the west. Of all the places I have been, to me you're still the best. This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, you're always in my dreams. My memory takes me back to those days traveled out to Barton Port in the town of Sweet Dunlow, with the Kayleys and the dance halls and the festivals as well. Oh, how I miss those happy days no one can ever tell. This is my island, and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams. Oh, smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Ardmore, someday I'm going back again to my little island home. My traveling days are over and I never more will roam. And I'll live again those happy days in the land that I adore. And never again to leave you, my lovely Arranmore. This is my island and I call it my land, with its lovely lakes and winding streams, those smiling faces, familiar places. Oh, Arranmore, you're always in my dreams. This is my